Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the SoCap Improv Comedy Podcast. My name's Ralph McLeod. I am the owner and artistic director of the SoCap Comedy Theater in Toronto, Ontario. We're at 154 Danforth Avenue, above the Black Swan Tavern on the second and third floor. We do shows, classes, events, corporate events, rentals, you name it. If you come to me with an idea, I'll run with it. And every podcast has a sponsor. Today's sponsor is Burt Reynolds Boat Rentals. That's right, Burt Reynolds Boat Rentals. The late Burt Reynolds had a boat rental company. So if you're looking for a boat to rent, come to Burt Reynolds Boat Rentals and we will fix you up. Just off Highway 69. anyway, hope you're all doing very well. What this podcast is about improv and kind of more related to improv, not for performance so much, although I certainly will cover performance topics, but also like why somebody who has no interest in being a comedian or getting on stage would ever want to take an improv class. Why would you want to do that? Well, I've gone over some, things and today what I want to talk about is, how improv can help you build empathy. I think it's estimated that something like 1% of the population are psychopaths and sociopaths, and I don't even know how many narcissists there are, although according to Robert Greene in his book, not the 48 Rules of Power, Laws of Power, his new one, whose title escapes me, but Robert Greene is a great writer, and I recommend, if you're interested in human nature, to pick up any of his books. The Law of Seduction, 48 Laws of Power, and this new one, that name, I can't remember it, but if you Google him, I'm sure you'll find it. Anyway, he says that we're all narcissists, because, you know, at some time, of course, you know, it's a spectrum, and we can all be a little narcissistic at times, and it's, but he, you know, puts most people in the healthy narcissist category, where you tend to like having people talk about you. You like to be the center of attention, but you don't need it and you don't resent it every time someone else is the center of attention. Anyway, one of the ways that they are treating psychopaths and sociopaths is by developing their empathy. It's really interesting. One thing they're doing is they show them pictures of hands touching and then ask them to describe what they're watching. And it helps activate the centers of the brain that are a little less, shall we say, active in psychopaths and sociopaths. So they learn how to empathize with people. But if you're not a psychopath or a sociopath, or even if you are, because we don't judge. SoCap is open to everybody except abusers. That's, you know, so the one rule at SoCap or a rule at SoCap is don't come if you're an abuser. If you abuse people, but we take everybody. I don't care if your religion or your age or anything. Just don't be a knob. But anyway, back to the topic at hand. What I was talking about is empathy, and you know, because we're all like in our little worlds, we do our things, and you know, you may be, you know, a boss. You may not be a boss. You may be a parent. You may not be a parent. You may be a teacher. You may not be a teacher. But what improv allows you to do is role play all different kinds of scenarios. You know, you can, if you're male, you could play a female character, but vice versa. And when I teach, at least, I always encourage people to be the smartest versions of themselves. There's an interesting thing about improv. Whenever anybody plays like a doctor, someone said this, and I wish I knew who said it because it's absolutely true, that you would never go as a patient to an improv doctor because, I mean, of course you wouldn't anyway, but you wouldn't because everybody who plays a doctor will be a bad example of a doctor. Like, they won't know what they're doing. They'll operate with chainsaws. They'll just take a heart out in the middle of the afternoon in their living room. You know, they don't. And I'm always encouraging people to be, no. Be a competent surgeon if you're a surgeon or a doctor. Like, the best, I mean, obviously, you know, if you have no experience, and I had no experience, I don't know. But I've seen it on TV, I think, enough to that I could fake my way through it in a way that if a surgeon watched me, I mean, of course, they'd find lots of problems and faults, but it'd be like, okay, you know, for someone who doesn't know anything about what they're doing, that's okay. That's what I'm trying to get to. It's like, is trying to not the butcher being a doctor. Because I think people think that will be funny. It'll be funny if I have a doctor who operates with a chainsaw. And it's not, right? It's just weird. As I describe it, I'm sure you're like, that's just weird. And it is weird. But, and weird, and what I mean by weird is unrelatable. You would never look at that and laugh at it. Not in a way that connected with you, like a belly laugh. You might go, oh, that's weird and crazy. I don't know what that person's doing. You might laugh at it derisively, but not in agreement with what you're watching. But when you come to an improv class, let's say that you're like me. Okay, I'm a white middle-aged male. Well, not middle-aged anymore. I'm 56. So as Clint Eastwood once said, I'm on the back nine. And I have children. And I have have very little experience working for other people. I've always been an entrepreneur, I guess, or self-employed, or a deadbeat, whatever acronym, not an acronym, whatever label you want to stick on me. But when I improvise, I can be a woman. I could be a mother, or I could be a childless adult, or I could be married. I'm not married, but I could play that. Or I could play like I'm a boss, I'm an employee and I have a boss. And what that does is it allows me glimpses into the worlds of other people. And what that does is it helps create an understanding of other people's journeys. And of course, it's an approximation of one. You can't really understand the journey of another human being, but some insight into it. You know, there's the three kinds of empathy. And since we're talking about empathy, I'll just run through them very quickly because they're interesting. And I have all three of these. And if you're an empath, I'm sure you do. But of course, we all have varying degrees of these things. Anyway, the first one is the first empathy is understanding what someone is feeling. Like, oh, you're upset, or you're angry, or you're happy. The second one is hearing somebody's story and having an idea or an understanding in some way as to what that was like. And then the third one is when you hear somebody's problem, is you take it on yourself and help them solve it. So the way it's described to me that I like, it makes it easier to understand, is let's say you're walking down a road and you come across, there's a big hole in the ground. And there's a person in the hole. And you look down and you see the person. The first thing is like, oh, they're scared or confused or whatever. The second one is like, oh, you're in the hole. Oh, that must be terrifying or discombobulating or whatever. That's the second one. And the third one is you jump down into the hole. Like, okay, your problem is now our problem. Let's get out of this hole. And of course, that's where empaths have some problems, is taking on other people's problems and solving them for them in order to get, you know, liked. And sometimes that works out, and often it does not. So that's the thing. But building empathy and understanding of other people's journey is, I think, so important, because without it, you know, we all just look at everybody else through our narrow experience, right? Like every time I hear that phrase, like, well, if I did it, anybody can do it. That's not at all true. Like, if you did it, that's great, but you don't know anybody else's journey. You don't know what they've had to go through, you know. And so what improv does is it allows you to play a range of people, and to really, if you play it as smart as you can, to the height of your intelligence, as I say, or as to honor that, whatever you're playing as much as possible, you will start to get an understanding of how other people live and exist. And, you know, there's this thing about our brains that so wherever you're sitting right now, listening to this, you know, if all of a sudden the door opened and all these puppies ran in and you played with them, that experience, whether that really happened to you or you imagined it, as far as your brain is concerned, is the same. And so, we manifest our reality. So you can sort of build different pathways in your brain. Brain plasticity, which is an episode I'll be talking about at some point. Another benefit of improv, generating new pathways in your brain, which, is good for improv, but then that's also very good in a lot of other places in your life. Practicing divergent and convergent thinking when trying to be creative, or, and again, creative. It's good to be creative when you're on stage or when you're in a class, but it's also good to be creative, like at work or with your family or relationships. You want to think of other possibilities to solve problems. So, but today, what I really want to just emphasize is empathy, that you can develop more of an understanding of different people, which hopefully will allow you to suspend some judgment about other people and going, okay, there might have been a time I'd look at such and such a thing, a person, a type, whatever, with a bit of like, I don't like that. But okay, all right, I can understand maybe why your journey has not been so easy or whatever. But that's what I'm trying to get at, is that you can start to think about other people. Anyway, that's my time for today. Empathy is very important. Improv will help you develop it and make you more of a human being and not a human doing. I don't know what that means. But anyway, thanks so much, everybody. Hope you have a great week. We'll see you back here next time for more of the SoCap Improv Comedy Podcast. This week brought to you by Burt Reynolds Boat Rentals. So for all your boat rental needs, contact Burt Reynolds Boat Rentals. Take care.